Unit 12.
Memorial. The memorial is dedicated to the soldiers who died in the war. 1. A memorial service will be held at 7 p.m. on Saturday. 2. He has found an effective memorial method.
Menace. 1. A large alligator floated close by the ship, its jaws open in menace. 2. The intoxicated motorist is a menace to life and limb. 1. His boss menaced him with the immediate sack. 2. The plan is menaced with failure.
Menacing. He advanced on me in a menacing fashion.
Mend. 1. My father used to mend our shoes. 2. Crying will not mend matters.
Merciful. 1. A merciful man is merciful to his beast. 2. Death came as a merciful release.
Mercy. 1. The newspapers attacked him without mercy. 2. She has performed countless small mercies for her friends and neighbors. 3. It was a mercy that he wasn't killed. 4. His death was a mercy after weeks of pain.
Near. He is still a mere child.
Merge. 1. The two firms merged last year. 2. The two roads merge here. 3. His bulky form merged into the darkness.
Merger. One solution might be a merger with another large electronics firm.
Merit. 1. Her singing is totally without merit. 2. Mr. Johnson claims for himself the merit of his work. 3. She was awarded a certificate of merit for her piano playing. He merits promotion.
Metaphor. 1. Using metaphor, we say that computers have senses and a memory. 2. The ship of the desert is a metaphor for the camel.
Microscopic. 1. The cells were identified through microscopic analysis. 2. No one could decipher my microscopic script.
Migrant. He's a migrant worker.
Migrate. She's planning to migrate to another country.
Mingle. 1. The two rivers mingle their waters to form a lake. 2. Their families are mingled by marriage.
Minimal. The new scheme will involve us in only minimal expense.
Minimize. 1. She plays up her strong points and minimizes her weaknesses. 2. I have no wish to minimize his role or achievement.
Minimum. Minimums. Minima. The prices have already been cut to the minimum. You'll need a minimum deposit of $20,000.
Minor. 1. We have made some minor changes to the program. 2. He was given a minor part in the play. French is his minor. Minor in. He minors in physics.
Minority. 1. Women were very much in the minority at the meeting. 2. People from ethnic minorities often face prejudice and discrimination.
Minute. 1. It takes me 10 minutes to walk to work. 2. I can't wait another minute. 3. Minutes. That is not on the minutes. Minute. 1. The kitchen is minute, with barely room for two people to turn round. 2. Don't waste time on the minute details. 3. A minute examination revealed small flecks of blood on the coat.
Mischief. 1. He's up to mischief again. 2. A little neglect may cause great mischief.
Mischievous. 1. Gabby looked at him with a mischievous grin. 2. Don't inflict a mischievous influence on children.
Mislead. Misled. 1. We were misled by a guide. 2. The boy was misled by bad companions. 3. Her friendly attitude misled me into thinking I could trust her.
Misleading. Bad advice can be misleading.
Missing. 1. Two of her front teeth were missing. 2. We found the missing piece of the jigsaw under the chair. 3. 4 children were missing from class today.
Moan. 1. Each time she moved her leg, she let out a moan. 2. His constant moan is that no one understands him. 1. He moans in pain. 2. Don't moan. It doesn't help solve your problems.
Mobile. 1. Climbing off the stretcher, she said, "I'm mobile." 2. People these days are much more socially mobile. 3. His mouth was wide and mobile, the mouth of an actor.
Mobilize. 1. Our country's in great danger. We must mobilize the army. 2. The Trade Union Congress is prepared to mobilize the whole movement to defeat the bill.
Mock. 1. He had mocked her modest ambitions. 2. He was mocking the actor's voice. 3. The weather mocked him. 4. The team mocked the visitor's attempt to score. 1. He makes mock of my dreams. 2. She'll take her mocks next week. 1. He threw up his hands in mock horror. 2. Before each debate, he is expected to engage in mock debate.
Mockery. 1. There was a tone of mockery in his voice. 2. His failure made a mockery of the teacher's great efforts to help him.
Model 1. He enjoys making airplane models. 2. They built a house on the model of a country villa. 3. His courage provides a model for emulation. Modeled. Modeling. 1. Model after. Model on. Model upon. The station is modeled on the main railway station in Beijing. 2. Model after. Model on. Model upon. He modeled himself on his father. His lawyers tried to show him as a model husband and father.
Moderate. 1. He's a moderate drinker. 2. We're looking for a house with a moderate-sized garden. 3. Her views represent the moderate wing of the party. Moderate. We couldn't leave the harbor until the storm moderated.
Modify. 1. Those aircraft were extensively modified and improved. 2. She modified whiskey with seltzer. 3. Adverbs modify verbs, adjectives, and other adverbs.
Momentary. 1. Their hesitation was momentary. 2. He lived in fear of momentary exposure. 3. He's in momentary fear of being exposed.
Monitor. 1. He's our monitor. 2. A row of monitors covered key areas of the building. 1. British Aerospace has built a scanner that monitors damage to the ozone layer. 2. The security police monitored all of Steve's phone calls.
Monopolize. 1. This small group monopolized the key positions in government for many years. 2. The story still monopolized the city's news over the weekend.
Monopoly. 1. Plans were made for monopolies on matches and tobacco. 2. In many countries, tobacco is a government monopoly.
Monotonous. He was speaking in a low, monotonous voice.
Monophony. 1. I can't bear the monotony of his voice. 2. A small group of houses relieved the monotony of the landscape.
Mood. 1. The villagers were all in a holiday mood. 2. She's been in a mood all morning. 3. Moods. He is a man of moods. 4. A mood of optimism pervaded the gathering.
Mortgage. 1. A 90% mortgage is one in which the buyer of the house is lent 90% of its cost. 2. We can't get a mortgage. He will have to mortgage his land for a loan.
Motion. 1. The train was already in motion when he jumped in. 2. The motion was adopted. He motioned for me to sit beside him.
Motivate. No one really knows what motivated him to do so.
Motivation. 1. In the secondary school, motivation involves many types of activities. 2. What was your motivation for becoming a teacher? 3. She insists her success is due to motivation rather than brilliance.
Motive. Greed was his only motive for stealing. Electricity is just one form of motive power.
Mount. 1. We mounted some stone steps to a gallery. 2. She mounted the photograph on stiff paper. 3. The ship mounts 6 cannons. 4. For days after the accident, the death toll continues to mount. 5. Scott mounted an expedition to the South Pole. He bought a new camera mount.
Move. 1. She moved her lips but could not speak. 2. A friend of mine is moving flats. 3. His speech moved me profoundly. 4. She moved that the meeting adjourn. 1. One move out of you and we'll start shooting. 2. I broke a vase on my last move. 3. A wise move was to remain silent.
Multiple. 1. Baxter was rushed to the hospital with multiple stab wounds. 2. He's a reader of multiple tastes. 35 is a multiple of 7.
Multiply. 1. 3 multiplied by 4 is 12. 2. Fear multiplies the difficulties of life. 3. Hot weather multiplies the bacteria in milk rapidly.
Multitude. 1. A great multitude gathered in the street. 2. The multitudes. Political power has been placed in the hands of the multitudes. 3. These systems are capable of performing multitudes of tasks.
Multitudinous. 1. The mosquitoes were multitudinous and fierce. 2. They went to the countryside to get rid of the multitudinous murmur of the city. 3. Beijing is a multitudinous city.
Municipal. She works for the municipal government.
Muscle. 1. Gymnastics are useful in the development of muscle. 2. Muscles are cheaper than machines there.
Muscular. 1. She suffers from a muscular strain. 2. He is big and muscular. 3. The language he used was muscular.
Neutral. 1. Bill disliked the man immediately, and the feeling was mutual. 2. She is our mutual friend.
Myth. 1. He loves the Greek myths. 2. Her sickness was a myth to cover up her dislike of the work. 3. Contrary to popular myth, there is no evidence that long jail sentences really deter young offenders.
Nail. 1. He's trying to pull out a nail. 2. Damn, I've just broken a nail. 1. A sign saying no fishing had been nailed to the tree. 2. He was nailed to the spot with horror.
Naked. 1. The children swam naked in the lake. 2. His face broke into an expression of naked anxiety. 3. The naked light bulb glared in her eyes. 4. Naked of. The trees were left naked of leaves.
Narrate. The old man is narrating the story of his life.
Narration. 1. The richness of his novel comes from his narration of it. 2. A biography is a form of narration.
Narrative. 1. Maybe all of that is true, but that's not what the narrative is about. 2. In narrative, the reporting verb is usually in the past tense. He's a narrative poet.
Nasty. 1. The little boy's room was nasty. 2. It's a tacky, nasty little movie. 3. The medicine tastes nasty, but it works. 4. I want us to be friends, but she is nasty to me. 5. Times are getting really nasty for him.
Navigate. 1. Turtles can navigate from one part of the ocean to another. 2. The president navigates the ship of state.
Neat. 1. He is neat about his dress. 2. She has a neat figure. 3. It was a very neat job. 4. He had a glass of neat whiskey.
Necessitate. 1. The emergency necessitated a change in plans. 2. He was necessitated to agree.
Necessity. 1. He'll never learn German until the necessity arises. 2. Good maps are a necessity to travelers. 3. Necessity often drives people to do disagreeable things.
Negative. 1. It's a negative sentence. 2. Her negative attitude really annoys me. 3. The TB test gave a negative result.
Neglect. 1. They neglected his warning. 2. They were accused of neglecting the children. He has shown a persistent neglect of duty.
Negligence. 1. The accident was due to negligence. 2. He dressed with easy negligence.
Negligent. 1. The report stated that Dr. Brady had been negligent in not giving the patients a full examination. 2. He dresses with negligent grace.
Negligible. His knowledge of English is negligible.
Nerve. 1. The dentist was drilling and he hit a nerve. The pain was incredible. 2. Nerves. He began to get nerves before the examination. 3. It takes a bit of nerve to cross these chain bridges.
Nervous. 1. He had a nervous disease. 2. I was so nervous about my exams that I couldn't sleep.
Nod. Nodded. Nodding. He nodded his head in approval. 2. He nodded a thank you. 3. She was nodding over her knitting. From time to time, he gave her an encouraging nod.
Nominal. 1. He was merely the nominal head. 2. Golfers may play this course for a nominal fee in the off-peak season.
Nominate. 1. He was nominated for the Nobel Prize. 2. The director nominated me as her official representative at the conference. 3. The boss nominated a figure for expenses.
Nomination. Committee has the power of nomination to the jobs.
Normal. 1. He did not seem normal to her. 2. In the West, it's becoming quite normal for couples to live together before they are married. 3. Please imitate the normal pronunciation. 4. He graduated from a normal college.
Notable. 1. With a few notable exceptions, this trend has continued. 2. They are the most notable pioneers.
Noteworthy. It is noteworthy that the gross product of the country increased.
Notice. 1. The matter attracted little notice. 2. I am grateful for your notice of my needs. 3. I'll put a notice about the meeting. 1. She noticed the man look at her a couple of times. 2. If you notice her so much, she will be vain. 3. The attorneys have noticed us that they have withdrawn the suit. At short notice. On short notice. I'm sorry, I can't find you a car at such short notice.
Noticeable. 1. Improvement is noticeable in all the tests. 2. Budget cutbacks will dictate noticeable changes in some areas.
Notify. Have you notified the police of the loss?
Notorious. 1. The region is notorious for its terrible snowstorms. 2. English has been notorious as a word borrower.
Notwithstanding. They travelled on, notwithstanding the storm. I denied myself everything, notwithstanding, the old skinflint complained without ceasing. Notwithstanding there was need for haste, he still delayed.
nourish. 1. Milk is all we need to nourish our small baby. 2. A great variety of animals nourish themselves on vegetable foods. 3. He had long nourished the dream of returning to his motherland. 4. Mother nourished in me a boundless belief in my ability to win whatever I wanted.
Nourishment. The soil gives no nourishment to the plants.
Novel. The novel is the chief literary form of the present day. He has a novel proposal of his own for meeting unemployment.
Novelty. 1. After the novelty of washing dishes wore off, she did not want to do it anymore. 2. Cars were still something of a novelty at the beginning of the century.
Nuisance. 1. Flies are a nuisance. 2. He was nothing but a nuisance and a rascal.
Numb. My toes were too numb to feel my own stamping. His mind has been numbed by half a lifetime of hardship.
Nutrition. 1. A balanced diet is important in nutrition. 2. Milk, meat, fruits, and vegetables provide good nutrition.
Nutritious. Oranges and bread are nutritious.
Obedience. The time for blind obedience is over.
Obedient. He's an obedient and dutiful child.
Obey. They obeyed me without question.
Object. 1. I could see a dark object in the distance. 2. Once famous, he was now a mere object of pity. 3. His primary object was to gain publicity. 4. What's the object of the sentence? Object 2. I don't object to a glass of hot water.
Objection. I have no objection to the early start.
Objective. If this policy is reversed, we shall never achieve our objectives. The writer tried to be as objective as possible in evaluating his latest work.
Obligate. 1. He felt obligated to visit his parents. 2. I'm obligated to David for his help.
Obligation. 1. We are under no obligation to give him what he wants. 2. I don't want to be under an obligation to anyone.
Obligatory. Obedience is obligatory in a soldier.
Oblige. 1. I felt obliged to invite him into the parlor. 2. Will you oblige me by closing the windows? 3. We are obliged to you for dinner.
Obscure. 1. His style of writing is obscure. 2. We can see an obscure outline. 1. Fog obscured the stars. 2. Words that obscure the truth must be discarded.
Observance. The company holds its people to strict observance of that code.
Observance. 1. They had never noticed it, not even Mark, normally so observant of people around him. 2. A careful driver is observant of the traffic rules. 1. He is an observant. 2. The non-participant observant remained aloof.
Observation. 1. The thief escaped observation. 2. He has been taken into hospital for observation. 3. He's a man of keen observation. 4. Observations. You'd better get some first-hand observations. 5. I wish to make a few general observations about your work so far.
Observe. 1. She pretended not to observe it. 2. She observed his actions with interest. 3. All these rules must be strictly observed. 4. We always observe birthdays at home.
Obsess. He was obsessed with a craving for materialistic gratification.
Obsession. 1. He's convinced he was unfairly treated, and it's become an obsession. 2. The idea of sailing became an obsession.
Obsessive. 1. The breakup of states was an obsessive fear with these countries. 2. She's becoming obsessive about hygiene.
Obsolete. 1. Wooden warships are obsolete. 2. The news was already obsolete.
Obstacle. He overcame the obstacle of blindness and became a musician.
Obstinate. The obstinate girl would go her own way in spite of all warnings.
Obstruct. 1. The crash obstructed the road for several hours. 2. A shortage of materials obstructed the work of the factory.
Obstruction. There must be an obstruction in the drain pipe.
Occasion. 1. They met on 3 occasions. 2. His birthday will be quite an occasion. 3. A chance meeting was the occasion of the renewal of their friendship.
Occasional. 1. He only smokes an occasional cigar. 2. He's good at writing occasional poetry. 3. He's my occasional chauffeur.
Occupation. 1. He is a merchant by occupation. 2. Much of the territory is still under occupation.
Occupy. 1. My books occupy a lot of space. 2. His work occupied him for the whole day. 3. The students occupied the administration block. 4. She occupies a unique place in American literature.
Occur. Occurred. Occurring. 1. When did the earthquake occur? 2. A smart idea occurred to her.
Occurrence. 1. This is an event of rare occurrence. 2. New